Hello, it's Father Eli here at St. Joe's, Our Lady of Fatima. Today is Wednesday, April 15th. Hopefully, you're getting some sunshine today. It looks like it's partly cloudy. Anyway, wanted to spend a little time today talking about the senses of Scripture. So you may or may not be familiar with this, but the church talks about there are two senses of Scripture. There's the literal sense, and there's the spiritual sense. So why is this important? Why do we need to know about this? Well, it helps us in our interpretation of Scripture, helps us when we're reading Scripture to understand what it's telling us, and that there's sometimes more than one meaning or more than one level of understanding that we're meant to understand. So today, I want to talk a little bit about that. So there are two senses, the literal and the spiritual sense. The literal sense is basically what the words convey. It tells us sort of what is the narrative of the passage. So maybe this would be helpful if we looked at, for instance, the gospel for today was the story of the two disciples on their way to Emmaus. So the literal sense of that passage would be that there were two disciples, they were leaving Jerusalem, and they encountered Jesus, though they didn't recognize him right away, on their way to Emmaus. When they got to Emmaus, they sat down and had a meal together, and when Jesus prayed and blessed and broke the bread, they recognized him, and then they returned to Jerusalem. So basically, the literal sense is what happened. It's what's going on in that passage. Now, the literal sense might be a little bit more tricky if you read for something like Psalm 23 or something like that, or a poetic part of the scriptures. What's happening there? In Psalm 23, it's a prayer. It's a prayer that the psalmist is writing, speaking to God, basically speaking that God is my protector. He takes care of me. I'm not afraid because he is my shepherd. So the literal sense is a little less narrative and more sort of understanding what is the meaning of what's being said. It can vary a little bit in that regard. So the literal sense is the most important sense because the spiritual senses are based on the literal sense. So you can't have two things that go off totally in different directions. They have to have some correlation. Now the spiritual sense, there are actually three ways that we could look at the spiritual sense. There's the allegorical, the moral, and anagogical senses. These are all spiritual senses, the way we read the scripture in a spiritual way. So when we say a spiritual reading, we're kind of looking at the deeper meaning. What is it that maybe is the hidden meaning or something that is not right away apparent in the narrative of the passage? So, maybe we should define a little bit what these are exactly. So the allegorical sense is something that describes or helps us to connect it to Christ. So in the Old Testament, for instance, there are many things that point to Jesus or that are, we might say, types. If you've heard of typology, the idea of typology is that there are signs and symbols and things hidden in the scriptures that point to something else. So in the Old Testament, it's always pointing us towards Jesus, pointing us towards the fulfillment of the old law in Jesus. For instance, the Red Sea, the crossing of the Red Sea by the Israelites is symbolic of baptism. So the crossing of the Red Sea, they're going from slavery in Egypt towards the Holy Land, towards freedom. So it's this idea that through baptism, we are freed from our sins. So we go from slavery to sin to freedom in Christ. So it's a typology. That event, that image evokes this idea of we are moving from slavery to freedom in our baptism. So baptism is this actual event that when we're baptized, we are freed from our sins. And so we're no longer enslaved. So that image of the Red Sea, the crossing of the Red Sea by the Israelites when they were fleeing Egypt in Exodus, when we read that, that is was read by the church fathers and the early Christians. They looked at that and said, here is a type of Christ. Here's a type that points to baptism. It points to what Christ does in our life. So there's lots of those kind of allegorical things. Allegory is a phrase that we use. It's pointing to something else. So allegory is one spiritual sense. Now, it's important to recognize there's always going to be a literal sense in Scripture. There's not always going to be a spiritual sense, or not always the same types of literal of spiritual senses. So there might be one or more spiritual senses, but not always. So allegory points to Christ. That's the first spiritual sense of Scripture. Just maybe think of typology, seeing different signs and symbols that point to Christ. Secondly, for a spiritual sense, there's the moral sense. Now, the moral sense basically is Scripture that points us how to act justly, how to follow what God asks us to do, how to be faithful to God. To be just is to give what's owed. So to be just to God, we got to give due reverence to God. We got to give Him our obedience and so forth. To be just to one another, we got to give respect to each other. Whatever is owed to another person, that's to act justly. So the moral sense helps us to act rightly, to act in a way that we're meant to act as followers of Christ. So St. Paul talks about how Scripture is written for our instruction. He talks about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and Hebrews chapter 3, if he was the author of Hebrews. We're not sure for certain. But anyway, so the moral sense is that way in which we recognize how God calls us to follow Him. And it always, in a sense, moral, things that are moral, it's either right or wrong, it's good or bad, it's leading us to God or away from God. So the moral sense is a spiritual sense where we understand how we're meant to act. So that's the second spiritual sense. The third spiritual sense, the last one, is called the anagogical or onagogical sense. This kind of points to our destiny. What is our final eternal goal or our eternal life? You know, how does this scripture passage help us to attain our final goal or our final destiny? So the anagogical sense helps us to look at things sort of in their end goal. What's the intention there of helping us to understand our destiny, our place in the long term, all these things. So those are the three spiritual senses. There's the allegorical, the moral, and the anagogical. These are the three spiritual senses, and then there's the literal sense. So let's look at a passage in Scripture and try to see some of these things. Let's look at the road to Emmaus again. So this is in Luke chapter 24, starting at verse 13. So the literal sense, we already talked about what that was. It's basically the narrative of what happens. Jesus meets these two people. They're walking from Jerusalem. They're going away from Jerusalem, and they're going to Emmaus. So what is the significance in regards to the allegorical sense? What is the allegory here? Well, we might look at it and say, okay, they are leaving Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem is the holy city. It's the city of Jerusalem is the center of the Jewish faith, and so the image of Jerusalem has more significance in Scripture than just the actual fact of being the city of Jerusalem. The city of Jerusalem represents heaven. It represents life with God, unity with God. So to be leaving Jerusalem, these two people are leaving Jerusalem, they're walking away from Jerusalem. To be leaving it means that they are basically leaving the life of God, or they're going away from the life of union with God, and they're turning away. And why are they doing that? They're doing that because they have kind of lost hope. They've been upset by the crucifixion and the events, and they were really hoping that Jesus was the one, but now they've seen him crucified, or they heard that he was crucified, and so now they're leaving Jerusalem. So this kind of, we could allegorize on that, and a lot of the church fathers have on this passage. They talk about the importance of leaving Jerusalem. That there's other places in Scripture where they talk about this too. For instance, the passage where the man is leaving Jerusalem, and he is set upon by robbers. He's on his way to Jericho. So this passage again has that significance of you're leaving the holy city and you're going to Jericho, which is a sign of going away from God or going away from union with God. So this could be the allegorical sense. It points us to Christ, or it helps us understand something about Christ. There's a typology here. So in the beginning, the typology is we're on our way away from God, we're going away from the holy city, we're going away from what we're called to do and where we're meant to be. Then Jesus comes, they encounter Jesus, and he leads them back. And what happens at the end of the passage? They return back to Jerusalem. So we have that typology there. Okay, secondly, the moral sense, what we're meant to do, how we're meant to act justly. This one, I suppose in this passage there could be different ways we talk about that. Certainly, we're meant to follow Jesus. When we recognize him, we're meant to follow him. They do that. So there's that sort of part of it. There's the part where they sort of encounter Jesus. You might say that, okay, they allow this stranger to come and talk to them. So could that be a moral sense there? Perhaps. I think the overarching thing would be they're seeking Jesus. When they find him, they follow him. I think that would be one of the big things to take away from this passage if I were to look at it from the moral sense. Finally, the anagogical sense, our eternal significance. Again, I think we return to this fact that they've come to know Jesus, they've lost hope, and so they're leaving, they're turning away. Then they encounter Jesus once again, they recognize him, and their hearts are drawn to him, and they return to Jerusalem. So it kind of speaks to this journey that we are all on, that we go through the ups and downs of life, and we experience at times challenges or things that keep us from feeling close to God, or maybe we're upset with God, or we're despairing or whatever. So we recognize that life is a journey, our living our Christian faith is a journey, and there's going to be ups and downs, and we have to recognize that. So these are all things that we could take away from that passage. Now, a passage like this story of the two disciples going towards Emmaus, that one's pretty rich, so there's you could really look at it in deep sense. Not every passage is always going to have that, so we have to be aware of that. So the passages of Scripture are always rich. There's always things that we can read into them. There's layers of the Scripture, and we're meant to see those things. And when we study them and we read them and we recognize that God speaks to us in them, these having this awareness that there can be these multiple senses of Scripture can help us to try to understand things. It can help us try to see what is it God is telling me right now. And all of it is there to help us meditate upon our life with God and how he's speaking to us in the Scriptures. So hopefully that's helpful. It's a little bit perhaps high level. If you're not a Scripture scholar, you might never have heard of any of these things before or not really care about them. That's fine. The main thing is when we're reading Scripture, not everything is always going to be perfectly stark clear to us, and there's going to be layers that we can kind of meditate on it depending on what God is speaking to us or what's striking us in the Scripture passage. So that's just a little introduction to the senses of Scripture. I hope that's helpful. I hope you have a blessed day, and hopefully to see you around. Keep praying, keep staying close to the Lord, and may God bless you. Thanks.